South Korea responds to North Korea. Young immigrants may be losing protection from deportation.
The pressure is really going to turn to Congress.
And life in a post-hurricane disaster zone.
The whole neighborhood suffering, and no one's came to help any of us.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. Reaction to North Korea's strongest ever nuclear test explosion. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy reporting in Seoul.
South Korea brought out its military might, launching missiles in a dramatic show of force designed to simulate an attack on North Korea's nuclear facilities. It happened just hours after North Korean state television triumphantly announced that Kim Jong-un's regime tested a hydrogen bomb. Scientists believe it was potentially 10 times more powerful than North Korea's last nuclear test, and at least 5 times the explosive power of the bombs the United States dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II.
It is a qualitatively different test.
Jonathan Pollack is an expert on North Korea's weapons program.
It is not only a much more powerful weapon, but it might also have been something that is more miniaturized.
So what happens now? There are options, as we hear from CBS's Major Garrett at the White House.
President Trump said all assets are at his disposal, including the vast U.S. nuclear arsenal. The next level of U.S. sanctions could focus on large state-owned banks or businesses in China that deal frequently with North Korea. And the threat of cutting off U.S. trade with China over the dispute with North Korea could affect both nations. Last year, more than $1 trillion in trade between the U.S. and China.
President Trump is expected to carry out a campaign promise tomorrow, ending DACA, the program for deferred action for childhood arrivals, protecting immigrants who arrived as children. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake on CNN.
They are either in school or have graduated and are working, almost all of them. I think 90-some% of them are in the workforce. To remove them from the country, to split up families like this, is just not the way we ought to go.
The DACA program does protect an estimated 800,000 undocumented young people, like attorney Cesar Vargas.
Because of that, I was able to graduate high school, graduate college, and graduate law school to become the first undocumented attorney in the great state of New York.
Mr. Trump is expected to delay the ending of DACA for 6 months to give Congress an opportunity to consider replacing it. In Houston, aftermath of a deadly hurricane, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Some areas here in Houston that were once flooded are now water-free, and homeowners are scrambling to get rid of anything contaminated by water. Front lawns have become piles of trash.
That's all of my carpet. There's probably 25% of all the drywall in the house.
Stephen Chang is trying to save his home.
If you get mold that starts to grow, you're stuck.
Many homes will end up being condemned. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Houston.
And even as the water levels do drop far enough that Southeast Texas residents no longer fear for their lives, Harvey's filthy floodwaters pose significant dangers to human safety and the environment. And Hurricane Irma is next. Category 3 storm poised to plow into islands in the eastern Caribbean. Heavy rain and rough surf coming to Antigua, Barbuda, Montserrat, and the British Virgin Islands. Too early to tell where it's headed next. Wildfires in the west. Firefighters battling the biggest in Los Angeles County history. Linda Sherdell losing her home.
Within 15 minutes, the house was overtaken. There's nothing standing, no walls, everything is just ash.
Mayor Eric Garcetti says they think the worst is over.
We've turned a corner, but this is not over. With winds this strong, anything can still happen.
In Oregon, 2 busloads of hikers were trapped by wildfire, forced to spend the night in the mountains east of Portland. They are now safely reunited with their friends. There is going to be another addition to the royal family. Live now to CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
The Duchess of Cambridge pulled out of a public engagement today, and the palace confirms that William and Kate are expecting their third child and that she is once again suffering from severe morning sickness. Royal biographer Penny Junor says it's about time the family firm got some new recruits.
They are a bit thin on the ground at the moment, and the work that they do for charitable causes and everything is hugely important. So I think it's a good thing that she's having a third and putting up with the morning sickness.
The baby would be fifth in line to the British throne after siblings George and Charlotte, but before Prince William's brother, Harry. Jim?
Garment workers in New York's famous fashion district being forced to walk away from their scissors and sewing machines Here's CBS's Mara Rubin.
New York's garment center in its heyday employed hundreds of thousands of people in factories and showrooms.
You had these huge immigrant populations coming into New York City from overseas. One of the businesses that they could get into easily was the garment business.
But over the past 20 years, Save the Garment Center's Charles Beckwith says the industry lost 9,000 jobs due to zoning changes and rising rents.
They raised my rents 75%. It automatically put me out of business.
Samantha Cortez founded Save the Garment Center after she was forced to close her embroidery business. Mary Rubin, CBS News, New York.
It is a White House tradition. The outgoing leaves a letter for the incoming. We are learning more about the contents of what Mr. Obama left for Mr. Trump, encouraging him to build more ladders of success for every child and family, to sustain the international order, and to protect democratic institutions and traditions. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
Obama gave Trump some good advice, and he was willing to reach out to him and say that he and his wife and his family and his party wanted Trump to succeed.
He is dead. The man who ran into the flames of the Burning Man's festival signature burning ceremony. Authorities say the man ran through two layers of security during the Man Burn event at the Counterculture Festival north of Reno. Doctors confirming he was not under the influence of alcohol, but toxicology test results are still waiting. Obituaries. One of the world's greatest poets is dead. John Ashbery, winner of the Pulitzer Prize in 1975, he was 90. Are you reeling in the years? Walter Becker is dead. One half of Steely Dan, one of rock and roll's most erudite bands, polished jazz riffs and witty lyrics. Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. The guitarist had missed several dates recently. Walter Becker was 67. This is the original theme for American Bandstand, recorded by band leader Larry Elgert in 1954. Larry Elgert is dead at the age of 95. It is nothing less than a ban on fish sticks.
If you enjoy fish sticks for lunch, it's best to stay clear of the city and county offices in Aspen, Colorado.
A staff member was cooking fish sticks in the microwave for lunch, and the entire floor smelled like overcooked fish sticks.
Pitkin County Commissioner Patty K. Clapper says that resulted in a stinky food ban.
It was prohibited to have fish sticks cooked in the microwave at any time by anyone.
And don't even think about air deodorizers.
Then you'd find somebody who had allergies to the chemicals in the perfume of the spray, so, you know, the issue would go on and on.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Denver.
This weekend, the biggest upset in college football history, based on point spread anyway. Kalen Newton accounting for 330 total offensive yards to lead 45-point underdog Howard University to a stunning 43-40 win over UNLV. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, September 4th, 2017, Labor Day. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.